exercise change?
Talking the talk and walking the walk are two very different things. Yep. Sometimes that transition from talking about taking action to actually taking it can be tough. So from your personal experience, what's the best way to get started after establishing what it is that you want to do?
What I tend to do, particularly when I've got new people that I'm going to coach, is treat them as if they've never done hardly any exercise at all. So what I'll do is I'll look at what I would normally give a person that's training to achieve that goal, and then I bring their training, actually I'll start them doing half of it, of what I would normally think that they should do, so that you're creating the habit of training. And it's not difficult, particularly if I've taken on a new kid this year and they think they're world beaters. I'm going, well, we're going to start here. And they go, oh, no, I train more now. I said, oh, I'm going to ask you to start here and just do this block of training for a month and see how you go.
Okay.
And normally they'll go through the first month. And just, you know, talking to them and feedback, you sort of say, you know, how did it go? And if they say, look, it was really easy, then at least you know that they've got the capability of going further. But if you start them too hard, that's when they're going to hit the wall and go, shit, I don't want to do this, you know? So you've got to be a realist as a trainer.
Yeah, and I guess those first steps can be quite volatile mentally, you know? So if you do feel, oh, Jesus, I'm not going to be able to do this, or there's some big barrier in the way, it is often people just stop. So it's better to break them in, I guess.
I just think you've just got to break them in real slow and make it fun. You know, and particularly when there's new people, I mean, you've got to, again, when you see somebody, you've got to look at them and try and find out what sort of person they are, because some people may need a training partner, and some people might be embarrassed as hell to think that, you know, to go out there and make an ass of themselves in front of somebody else. So you've got to really turn around and go, you know, would you prefer to train alone or would you prefer to train with somebody so that you can... The ones that want to be, I like training by myself. Mm. When I'm having a good day, I don't want to wait for anybody. If I'm having a shit day, I don't want them to wait for me. You know, and I'll just train at my own pace, looking at my heart rate monitor and all that sort of stuff. So I know my own body, but those people don't know that sort of stuff.
Right.
And some people just want somebody to give them a kick in the bum and keep going, don't they?
Mm.